our injury situation, Brandon Albert is not going to practice today with his back, Lilja with his knee. So those two guys are not practicing today. Limited, we still balling. He made a little progress and didn't want to rush him into things like we mentioned. So he's going to be limited. Bo is limited, but he'll be out there, and we can hopefully he will do more than yesterday. Moyaki and Maneri, they both worked yesterday, but they were limited. And then Asamoah with his hand and his cast, he's also going to be limited. But everybody else, they worked and are getting work. And so today we started a little bit earlier so that we can get off the field, should be off the field around 12:30, so that they'll have an opportunity to enjoy Thanksgiving with their family and friends. And so that's where we are right now. And so I hope you get a chance to enjoy Thanksgiving with your family as well. All right, so with that, I'll open it up.
Do you need to get Albert and Moses on the field tomorrow? Is that kind of drop dead for them? Or?
Well, you know, we can say drop dead. We'd like to see them practice tomorrow. But generally with veterans, you know, I give them a little bit more leeway, particularly if they are important veterans and they know what it takes, they know what their bodies are telling them, and then generally they are pretty upfront about where they are and what they think they can do. So I'll give them as much time as I can before making a decision.
Well, Asamoah, is it a matter of finding the right protection for him?
Yeah, protection and comfort. You know, if the discomfort of the injury itself settles down and then he can have contact without it flaring up too much, then I think that he'll be able to play.
With Lilja, was there something that happened in practice last Thursday, or is this like the accumulation of being 31 and playing in the line of scrimmage for 8 years?
Well, probably a combination of, you know, the both things. He felt something and wasn't comfortable with what he felt, and so we took him to the doctor and let the doctor work on him, and he wasn't able to go last week, and so he's feeling a little better, but rest definitely helps him. So we'll see where he is tomorrow and then make a decision probably Saturday or Sunday at the latest.
Coach, how would you evaluate practice thus far to this point?
Well, practice, I tell you, these guys practice good. They have good attitudes of practice. They work hard in practice. And so it was a normal kind of Wednesday. The first day when you're putting in some new things, there are always things that you have to iron out, you know, the following days. But their attitude of practice was good, and I thought that they worked good.
As far as Jamal Charles having that big play potential that he has, having that in your back pocket that at any point he can break a 91-yard run for a touchdown, what does that mean to you as a coach and the team having that in your back pocket?
Well, you know what, that big play ability is always helpful to a team, and having him out there is a plus for us. And you know, and he breaks some runs, and he can gain 20, and you know, and sometimes he can run for a touchdown. So that's a plus, being able to have him there and him being able to do that.
Talking about attitude, for a 1-9 team, the little bit of time we see on the field and in the locker room, you wouldn't know it if you didn't know what your record was. What's keeping them motivated? What's kind of keeping them?
Well, you know, that's
attitude you're talking about.
Well, that's something that you have to work at, and I'm make it a good point to talk to these guys about being a team, and really it's not one guy's fault. We're all included in where we are right now, and we're the only ones who can do anything about it. And I know that if we can continue to pull together and have good attitudes and work to try to get better, some good things will start happening.
Do you get much out of a practice on a day like today? I know I'm thinking mashed potatoes.
Yeah, well, that's what we have to fight with these guys a little bit, because they're also thinking mashed potatoes and gravy and, you know, turkey and all of that. But we have to try to get them to put that aside for a moment so that they know that they're going to get out of here a little bit earlier. We're not going to watch tape after practice today so that they can go and work on that mashed potatoes.
You mentioned earlier that we tell the team that if you're going to win this game, you're going to be perfect.
Yes.
No mistakes. How would you classify a missed tackle as a mistake?
Sure.
It seemed, correct me please if I'm wrong, but you had a lot more missed tackles last week against Cincinnati than you had last week.
Yeah, we did. Particularly when you compare the Pittsburgh game to the Cincinnati game, you know, there were more missed tackles. We were out of control sometimes. We're not wrapping up at other times, you know. And so that all adds up to additional yardage for the opponent, you know. And so the things that we have to wrap up, we have to get more than one guy to the football and things like that.
The not wrapping up is kind of epidemic. It seems in pro football the last 5 years or so. Is that the idea of going for the kill shot, the big highlight hit? I mean, the play before Dalton scrambled from fourth down. Mm-hmm. He threw to Leonard on the boundary, and Jaleel Brown had him for a 3-yard gain. He never even got his arms involved. He just hit a ball, and he jumped over top of him and kept on going.
Right. That's the classic block tackle that we talk to him about, and very seldom are you able to get guys down with block tackles. You do have to involve your arms, and you have to wrap the guy up and hold on to legs, jersey, or something, you know, because the players in this league are ball carriers, are good ball carriers, and they have ability, they have skill, and they're going to try to get the extra yards, and they're just not going down when somebody throws at them, you know, and we have to understand that.
Romeo, during the offseason, your owner and you yourself talked about the prospects of going after Peyton Manning. How far did that get? Did you talk to him? Where did that go when he was on the market during his tour?
Well, you know, what Peyton did was Peyton limited the places that he was going to talk to, and we were not one of those that was included, and so we had no control from that point on. You know, once Peyton decided that the three teams he was talking to, then everybody else were on the outside looking in, and we were on the outside looking in.
That frustrated you, upset over that?
Well, I mean, with that kind of ability, you'd like to be able to talk to it and make your spill, you know, but you can only control what you can control.
Did he bring his offense there, or you happen to study what John used to do and what Peyton used to do? Is it a comment? Did they just rewrite the book to make it?
No, I don't think that they rewrote the book,
yeah.
But they know that Peyton has been in the system and he knows the system very well, and so I think that they've implemented some parts of Peyton's system with their system, and it's working pretty good.
Last one, last thing, Chris Harris, the kid from KU, I mean, he just kind of came out of nowhere last year. What does he stand out on table?
Well, he seems to be a playmaker. He's around the football, gets his hands on balls, got good ability, you know, and even though they have him listed as a backup, he plays quite a bit, you know, does.
Undrafted guy.
Yeah, well, but you know, there are a lot of undrafted players who are good players in the NFL, and you know, we would like to think that this is an exact science, but it's not.
You guys added a kicker to your practice squad.
Zemanski, he was with us in training camp. Yeah, we liked him in training camp, but we couldn't keep him, and you know, so this is just one way that we can work with him a little bit to see how much he's progressed and things like that. So we felt like we'd bring him in and work with him a little while and see how he's doing.
So this is kind of a looky-loo kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
You have to make moves somewhere else, you'll probably make a move on that.
Exactly.